We are the Joe and Alex Show. Thank you so much for listening and making us a part of your day. Do us a favor. Tell your friend about the Joe and Alex Show. We need more people to listen. So tell them, like, hey, listen to the show. They're all right. Alex, something's been going on behind your back, and apparently you're not too happy about it. What exactly has been going down?
Right before Christmas, I got super emotional on the show one day talking about how I have had a falling out with my family. I haven't spoken to them since Thanksgiving. And I wasn't going to have anyone to spend Christmas with. And there's just like drama going on. So I have, as an update, I have not spoken to my family still
since Thanksgiving.
It is now going on 3 months.
That is insane to me that you guys have not talked yet.
Yeah, so I found out something last night that I am very caught in between of knowing if I should be upset with my boyfriend for this or just understanding that he's trying to be nice and be in the middle. But apparently my boyfriend, the Egyptian, we've been dating for a little over 9 months. He has been in communication with my dad and not told me.
What has he been talking to your dad about behind your back?
Just about the situation. Like, I guess my dad will text him and be like, how's Alex doing and stuff? And he responds and talks to him. And I am a little bit upset because I feel like, okay, part of me is like, I understand he's a nice person. And like, you know, then he's causing drama between him and my parents if he doesn't respond. But then at the same time, like, should he have my back and not be responding to them just like I don't talk to them either?
He does kind of have your back, though, by doing that.
Yeah,
I think
so that's
he means
the question.
Well.
Is him going behind my back having my back? 833-JOE-ALEX.
Yes. I think it is. 833-563-2539.
I think it is because he is respecting your space that you don't want to talk to them. You don't want to hear about them. You are not in contact with them. And he's respecting that as your boyfriend. But I think that the Egyptian realizes the importance of family and he's like somewhat close with his family.
Right.
So I think that when they reach out to him, he wants to be respectful and wants to be like, you know, I think that if all ties are cut off forever, it could be very detrimental to the girl that I love.
And going to what you just said there, Liv, too, I want to make sure I clarify this. Alex, deep down, you do want to, I mean, you wish you could have a connection and relationship, right? Like, it's not like you really hate them. Like, you don't want to talk. It's just things are tough. There's a disagreement. Like, you want that connection, right? It's not like he's going behind your back and you're like, I said I never want to talk to him again after what they did. Like, don't you want to talk to him eventually?
Yeah, I would like to talk to my parents eventually, but it's on the grounds of they have. First of all, I think that they're in the wrong. I think they owe me an apology for what's happened, which is that is a personal thing. But I think they owe me an apology, and I think there are a couple things that need to be said. Like, I don't think that I so. If as a parent, okay, so this is, I want parents to chime in on this. 833-JOE-ALEX. As a parent, if you have a falling out with your child, shouldn't the first person that bends and says something, shouldn't it be the parent? Like, I just feel like I'm the child in this situation. Like, it should be my mom or my dad that reaches out to me, not my boyfriend, to tell me they're sorry and to say they miss me and they want a relationship with me. It is not my job to reach out to them. And so that's why I'm like, Egyptian. Which obviously his name isn't Egyptian, his name's Matt. So I'm like, Matt, please do not text them for me. I don't want them to know anything that's going on in my life. I want them to have an incentive and a reason to call me. Since we've had a fight, which was all over text message, by the way, they haven't even tried to call me one time. So to me now at this point that it's gone on this long for like almost 3 months, I'm like, I don't even feel like they actually truly love me or care. Because I feel like if a parent did, then they wouldn't let this go on and they wouldn't do all these weird roundabout things. They would be knocking on my door trying to talk to me.
What if they think the same thing about you, though?
But that's the thing, the parents, who cares? She's the child. The parent should come to the kid.
I get that. Technically, you are their child, but you're also an adult woman at 25.
I don't care. I don't care how old you are. Your parents are always your parents.
No, I just said that.
30 years old.
Yeah, but Liv, I don't disagree with you. I understand that for sure. But at one point, though, you have to get past that mentality and you have to be the bigger person.
No, I think
yes,
that
you
that's
do.
The parent. That's literally the parent's job.
See, that's where
so
I
then
should
if,
be
if
the
the parents
person.
Never do that, that means that Alex will never talk to her parents again? Because that's what's going to happen if nobody budges. If nobody budges, there will never be a relationship and more damage is done.
It's
I'm
true.
Not saying she's wrong.
That,
she's
no, Joe's,
not.
Joe is right about that because I've had to tell the Egyptian, just so you know, if we do get engaged in the next 2 years, and we end up getting married, you know, shortly, like in the, in you know, within a couple years, or not this year or something, but just in a little bit, I said, my parents may not be involved. My family may not be involved in my wedding. I may not have anyone to walk me down the aisle. These are real things that I've had to, these are real things that I've had to think about.
Samantha, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Basically, I just wanted to say, I have a 10-month-old son, and I could never imagine, like, I'm about to cry thinking about it, like, not reaching out to him. Like, I just feel so bad for you, Alex, and I think that they should make their best effort to make sure that they can walk you down the aisle and do those things for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Man, we got Samantha crying this morning. Didn't mean to. Mascara alert! Jamie, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and you say the Egyptian is saving her. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, she clearly doesn't want her parents to talk to her, so he's removing that situation from making her even more mad. So technically, he is saving her from having to go through the anger of having to talk to her parents about whatever the fight was. And I do agree with Joe. Someone does have to budge for those incidents, like marriages, or if a baby comes or anything like that. Somebody's got to budge and be the bigger person.
Alex, you're a very hard-headed person.
I'm very stubborn.
Trust me.
I normally agree with Alex and Liv, but the past like 3 days I've been listening, Joe is on it for the last 3 days.
Yeah.
He has been like last 3 days on every conversation.
I'll take that. No, Alex, the reason, thank you for the call. We really appreciate it. You are very hard-headed and stubborn.
Yes.
Did you get that from your parents?
I literally said this on the phone to my boyfriend last night. I said, man, I've learned now where I get it from. I didn't know why I was so stubborn all the time. I'm realizing through this family situation of mine that I'm getting it from my parents, because neither of them will talk to me first, and obviously I won't talk to them first. So now we're going on the third month, and yeah.
Wow, that's insane.
So I think on the show, I think it's fair to say this, I definitely have the closest relationship with my parents.
Oh, we're all jealous
I would
of
agree.
Your relationship.
And when this first happened back in November, December, I called my mom like crying, because I was like, I could not imagine. That's crazy.
Aww.
And like, my parents would never allow, even when I've been in the wrong, and
yeah,
I've gone off on them and I'm in the wrong, my parents are still reaching out to me,
yeah,
constantly to be like, I love you. There's nothing on this planet that could keep me away from you. And that's why I feel so strongly that that's how a parent should behave and act, that they should come to her.
Do you think, though, if your parents knew about that one thing, they would still talk to you? I mean, do you want
to? They know about a lot, and they still have, so maybe.
Okay.